We are
three gay guys,
two states,
one podcast.
Hey guys, so fast.
Hey guys, is this thing on?
Hey guys,
so I'm fast?
Steve. You're my buddies. You know, totally we decided to come back to Luther's Cafe, so this is exactly like yesterday's edition,
but different. So listen again.
Yes, definitely different. So you guys, in the past 20 minutes, it cooled down so much, it feels really good.
It does.
Especially we got our ice waters, you know, the Long Island iced tea. I'll be having a strawberry malt coming out. So yeah, looking forward to that, guys. So
I'm DJ Patrick.
Yes.
You will be hearing from me throughout the night as I randomly shout, DJ Patrick.
Yeah.
I hear that's in and people like that. So I'll be doing that.
And so we decided the title of this podcast is going to be the Tongue Brush Special.
I'm like, I already forgot. You just told me.
Tongue Brush Special.
You guys, please listen to the previous one. Yes, please listen to the previous one. You'll know exactly what we're talking about. So, yeah, we made it back out to Luther's. Beautiful night out here. It's a little less crowded than yesterday or even the previous night. This is our third and final night.
Legs.
Here in San Antonio. Wait a minute. Yes. Beautiful legs.
Legs for days.
Yes. So my buddies, unfortunately, are leaving tomorrow. I'm so sad.
Yes. I'm so sad. All our friends out there.
It's almost
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
I don't know what's happening.
sorry.
I mean, it was good
reverting
singing.
Reverting to my childhood.
You guys, great times, right?
I was confused.
Definitely, great times. What do we have to eat today? First thing, we woke up.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, like, we finally went to Cracker Barrel.
Guys, yes.
Why is it that we always talk about food?
I was just going to say, we do other stuff aside from eat. I just can't remember right now.
But it was our first time at Cracker Barrel. And that was...
Yes, please.
Tell us what you think. It was good.
I just heard, I don't know where I heard it, just like on like comedy shows or whatever, like everyone was making fun of it like a lot, like it's super white and it's really country, and I'm like, what is this all about? I want to find out more. It was really, I mean, so unhealthy. I had a side of fruit. It was 6 blueberries and a piece of pineapple. I was like, this is the side of fresh fruit?
Oh, that's so true. It was like, I just, they were like, the red alert went back in the kitchen. They're like, someone actually ordered fruit.
We've had these blueberries since we built this building. No one has ordered it.
Because there are so many options for the sides. It's like grits, carbs, yeah. Mashed potatoes, carbs, like
mac and cheese,
and a side of fruit.
Some sort of. And when the waitress brought it, Thomas said, "Fruit for the fruit." I'm like, okay.
No, I think the waitress actually thought we were playing a joke on her.
Oh my gosh, she was all bubbly.
She was fun.
And she said,
she wouldn't miss a beat either. We would just throw something at her, she'd come right back.
And Steve still refused to tip her.
She said something about her color, and I'm like, oh my god, she's the same color as you. Get over it, bitch.
We're all the same here.
Also, yeah, guys, seriously. If you ever have a chance, go to Cracker Barrel. That place is amazing. Can't wait. This time, I normally like to go have my breakfast. I love the breakfast. They're delicious. This time I decided to go with the Southern Fried Chicken, which was bomb. Oh my god,
really
the
good.
Crispiest chicken I've ever had.
But it was a lot smaller than I thought. So when we were waiting, they literally like were calling like five
people tables.
At a time.
Yes,
yeah,
tables,
they were like,
tables, five
okay,
tables at
you
time.
Know, Sonia, table of 17.
It's a tank top.
Okay.
Wait, is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Yes, same guy. He's doing a circuit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know about that.
Tina table two. And so it's literally, I'm thinking, oh my god, like, and they were doing it like every 5 seconds. I'm like, oh my god, this must be like
how
a
big
huge
is this place.
I know.
And we walked in, it was not that big. I was not impressed.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
All right. Thank you. So what is your name, sir?
Francisco.
Sorry, we got busy. Not at all. We got our podcast going, so feel free
Would you like to say hi to our viewers, Francisco?
You want to say hello?
Who are you? Where are you from?
We're recording.
I'm
right
from
here.
Right here. I'm the waiter at Luther's, but I'm here from San Antonio.
Excellent. You know, yesterday we had Joseph.
Joseph,
give a shout
Joseph
out.
The one that was
he's here. I saw him.
Yeah. We're both new. Yeah.
Oh,
nice
guy.
Yeah.
Did you say you're woozy?
Huh?
What did you say when you got here?
Sorry.
I'm busy.
No, reason? No. I'm good. I'm healthy.
I was like, can we have a new waiter? Somebody's not drunk.
No, I'm good.
Like, this is a much smaller glass than I'm used to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, it's a wider one. I don't know where we get those from.
That's new. Okay. I got the new one. Nice. Yeah.
So it looks smaller. It's just wider.
No, I was teasing you like you drank some.
Thank you, gentlemen. Were you going to get any food today, or are you just drinking for right now?
Yeah, just drinking for right now. Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
cool. Sir. I'll be back to feature on your
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Prepare your introduction.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, I just delivered the most beautiful looking strawberry malt. Oh, my God. Oh. That was the cherry.
Oh, this is good.
With the whipped cream on top.
Oh, this is really good. I know I say it every time, but I'm in love. When we first got here, I was like, ew, I hate you. You're straight and you're gross and I hate you. But I like him now. Mm-hmm. Not that straight people are gross, but he was.
Kinda
but
cute.
Now he's not anymore.
Kind of cute. Oh my God, this strawberry malt is so good. It's melting all over. Hold on.
That's what she said.
DJ Patrick.
Oh, that was perfect timing.
Don't forget. I'm part of this.
Oh my God, if you guys have ever had a malt, it doesn't matter what flavor, just the malt makes the shake so much better.
I love
malt. Oh my God. You gotta try this, Patrick?
Malt.
Patrick has to try this.
I will.
Okay, pass it around. Not yet. Okay.
It's leaking everywhere.
It doesn't compare to the Long Island and the Chardonnay.
This is kind of small, but so
DJ Patrick's running joke is the fact that we talked earlier today about how DJ Khalid is not really all that talented, and
what?
He just surrounds himself.
I think he's attractive.
He surrounds himself with all these people, and then he has to remind people that he's there still. So he just announces his name randomly in songs, and so. Patrick decided that just so that people don't forget him in the podcast,
he's
just gonna randomly, very forgettable.
Well, he's successful. Did you guys see his disastrous SNL music performance? It was so horrible. I was cringing.
No, I haven't seen that. I gotta look that up.
It was really awkward.
Because I like his stuff. I just really good beans.
Hey, it's blah.
I just I don't get the shouting. Another thing I don't get is crazy rich Asians. So.
Wow.
I still gotta see that.
Gonna pivot. No, so some of my coworkers were talking about Crazy Rich Asians, like it's so good, you gotta see it, it was funny, and
same.
It was kind of funny, but I just didn't like understand the conflict. I'm like, what's the issue here? So spoiler alert, like so it's really, really sad because like she's in love with a hot guy and he's in love with her. And he wants to marry her.
Sad. You're right.
It's so sad. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, there's no, the mom's a bitch and whatever, but gotta love Michelle Yeoh.
Is it cultural or is it status or what?
It's all
the conflict.
Of that. It's
the
all
conflict,
of that, yeah.
Right? The conflict between the two.
I think you have to have had, because some of my coworkers were like, I totally get it. And I thought it was great. And I was crying. And I was like, you were crying. And I was like, I was not moved at all. Like, it was entertaining. I'm really glad.
But
it was
again,
like
you don't have a heart. So.
It was like a pro-Asian movie. I was all about that. But I'm like, I don't know.
So are you?
She's just like, I don't know. There's no issue here. He's still going to marry her even. I don't know. I didn't get it. And the same thing with Love, Simon. I'm like, this is really, really cute.
I love Love, Simon.
I love that we're talking about this, that it's a movie about him coming out. But also, spoiler alert, like the central issue was like, he was mad because someone like forced him out of the closet. But then he was like, you have to meet me at this time. So then he like forced that other guy out of the closet who was super hot. I was rooting for it to be that guy the whole time. Even when he was kissing that girl, I'm like, it's okay. It's a mistake. He didn't mean it.
Patrick's real life.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Love, Simon?
Crazy Rich Asians. I haven't seen that. But if you guys haven't seen the Ali Wong Netflix special, Always Be My Maybe. Very cute movie.
I haven't heard of it.
Ali Wong, of course, is super funny, very talented, and she's great. Believe it or not, she's a great actress, too. Yes, it's really good. Check it out, guys.
No, just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She makes it very successful. Her high school, I guess, crush, date you know, they dated high school, college and stuff, and then he kind of stays behind and in his like rocker band type thing. She wants to move forward, becomes a very successful chef and restaurant
tour,
you know, owner and everything. And they come back, she comes back to San Francisco, they meet up and they kind of rekindle their love, and it's good. You guys gotta see it.
Well, one thing we did do today that was not eating is we saw Hasan Minhaj's special. He's really, really cute. It was really funny. Thought there were too many like serious, sad, emotional moments, but he
like did a perfect timing though. Like
it was good though.
He gave his like personal take that was a little emotional, but then he went right into funny right away. Yeah. So
very
he didn't
talented.
Like lull in it.
In other words, it sucked. Don't watch it. No, when you're that pretty, you don't have to be funny all the time.
First time me seeing, just when I would scroll through Netflix, I would just kind of see his little icon there and just would never click it though.
But you're like, oh.
Who's the other one? Wanda?
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, same thing. I just always pass her up. But I got a little taste of it the other night. Thomas played a little skit portion of it, and I think I'm going to give her a shot. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think
she's
it was
great.
Yeah, but I think it was just kind of fucked up though. We had a couple of different fucked up situations happen today on our last day. One of them was the fact that our hotel room was not clean. And so we came back to the hotel.
Oh, Jenga.
Yeah. So we came back to the
hotel.
Okay,
my
so
God.
We came
okay.
He's like, hold
on. We're just getting all these thoughts, yes.
Just like don't forget about Jenga's all the time.
So we came back to the hotel after going to Cracker Barrel. And so we thought that was, I mean, we were gone for like an hour at least
yeah.
an hour. And then, so we're thinking, okay, you do your job, like, you know, go and clean up our mess and then we can come back.
That was
and
the arrangement, we, clean up the cum again.
Yeah, seriously. But, okay, time out. Somebody opened up my shampoo little thing and tilted it and a lot of the shampoo came out. And yes, I don't know which one of you two did it.
No, I saw it on its side when I got in there and I fixed it.
I didn't want to borrow that.
So it was totally Steve.
Okay.
All right. You were very drunk, so maybe it was you.
All right. Time back in. So
I did it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck Thomas. I'm pouring out of shampoo. He made fun of me for breaking the shampoo thing. He's going to regret that.
Which I did. And I'm okay with that. But anyways, so we ended up... So we were hoping that the room was going to be ready by the time we got back.
Yes.
But the room was not fucking ready. And so I had to use the restroom. That's a side story. But I had to use the restroom. So I said, I'm going to go to the restroom in the lobby. And then you guys go up and let me know if the room is ready. And then they texted back and said, well, I was in the bathroom. They texted back and said, oh, no, we're next. It'll be 30 more minutes or whatever. I'm like, cool.
It was a guesstimate, right?
Yeah, cool. Makes sense. They came back down. When they came back down, we had some fun, and then we went back up again. And when we went back up again, this housekeeping person was only speaking in Spanish, okay? Hashtag Trump alert. So was only speaking Spanish, and what did she tell you? Like, I didn't understand what she was speaking.
She literally said, oh my God, I forgot. And so she's like, did you guys need, like, you know, towels? And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
How about, do you mind?
I know. Like, no, we don't need towels.
Never mind.
We'll
just
use
the towels and the beds. That's it. We didn't ask for anything else. And she's like, okay, right away. And Thomas, of course, you know how to say his racial slurs. And then we sat down and we kind of waited. And
said
thankfully
was
it was just 15, 20 minutes. And the place was nice.
Yeah, it was okay, it was nice. But it's just like,
yes.
She was literally next door to our fucking hotel room, and she's how do you forget, like, that's your job. Somebody comes out of the room and says, oh yeah, we're ready to go ahead and clean the room.
Well, she specifically asked, do you guys
want
service?
Yes. Specifically,
yes. And then we go downstairs to let them do it, and then we come back up, like, an hour later, and she's like, oh my God, I... No sex. No sex.
Send me over the
room. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
this goes back to why when Steve did his whole high-pitched voice for why this hotel was like not the best.
He tried to warn us.
It's so good. They had a lot of stuff.
You'll see.
There. clean the room all the
don't
time.
Don't mind the cleaning staff. Don't mind the cleaning staff. It's all right. It's all right.
Oh my god. We should always talk like that. Just saying.
Oh guys. Oh my god. When we went downstairs, we tried to entertain ourselves. So of course we listened to our previous podcast to get hilarious. Some inspiration. No,
we are so talented.
Oh, let's god, can we keep that in our back pocket for a little while, that we are listening to ourselves for entertainment. Like that's
it's not for entertainment. We just want to make sure we don't repeat topics.
Quality control. Yeah, right. You know,
there's anything that slipped through that shouldn't have. Like did Thomas make an offensive joke again? Do we need to edit that out? Just throw out the whole podcast. Start again.
Any copyright infringement? Yeah. You know,
there we was.
Yeah,
some issues there.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
Go. Yeah, to keep it going. We just decided to also play some Jenga.
Oh my god, amazing.
That was intense.
It was like real life Jenga though. It wasn't like the kid Jenga.
Yes,
those
are
like full bricks.
Yes, it was a huge set of Jenga.
I was injured.
I was, oh my god, towards the end of the game, right when we knew it was like any second it was going to topple over.
Well, we said that for like 20 minutes. Like, this time.
No, we did not say it. Steve was saying it. From the jump, Steve was like, it's impossible. I cannot go up there. And then he goes, he gets one of the little Jenga cubes, he puts it at the top, and he's just like, okay. And he's good because it's not going to break on him. And then we take our turns, and it's his turn. He's like, oh, no, I can't do that. Like, it's impossible.
He's like, skip
it's impossible. I can't, no, I can't. And then he starts getting all hot and bothered.
It's just
like,
oh, my God, it was scary. It's just the game, was going to fall over.
No, seriously. And it did. It fell on me. I gotta save my squad. They're good friends. They're like, look out, it's fine. Look out, you fool. So they were a little hurtful in their shouts, but they did warn me it was coming down.
It was you that broke it.
It was me, yeah. Okay. I was like, just don't let it be me after like losing so badly at, which we weren't keeping score, at mini golf. Even though I was the only one to score a hole-in-one. Just bring that up again, DJ Patrick. But I was like, please don't be the one to drop this. Yeah. And I was.
But it was just funny though because like,
okay.
It was just funny because Steve was the one that sabotaged himself. Steve was the one that sabotaged himself because we were like Patrick and I were like doing it like you put like two stable like blocks and then you put two more blocks on it.
Yeah,
and Steve's like, fuck it. Do single block. And then it just
like what could we do after that? We had to continue.
Seriously. He's the one that fucking like messed me up. It was embarrassing.
It was
so embarrassing for him.
But we should talk about there was a strange presence as we were playing Jenga.
Oh, and I was wondering if we should bring that up. No, we should bring that up.
Definitely bring that up.
I still do not get it.
So there was like this woman in a wheelchair who was in and out of sleep.
She was hardcore knocked out when we got there.
But she was watching, like, we would play, and I would turn around, she was watching us.
She woke up.
Not immediately. But we saw her earlier, like sitting in her doorway to her hotel, and it was, like, right out of, like, what was that movie with the banjos and the molestation? Like, the... No one knows that one? Okay. Podcast viewers will be like, I know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, your squad is so lame. Thank you for feeling my pain.
Wow. Molestation and cupcakes?
What yeah, you know the thing with, I don't remember. Oh, hi.
Wow.
So we have background music this time.
I know.
Okay.
Very loud.
Wasn't my first choice. But
yeah, seriously.
Not no, but it was creepy. This like weird ass. So we didn't want to like play Jenga at first because
she was right there where the table, you know, where the game was at.
So we went to play pool for a second, but that didn't work out.
It didn't happen.
And so I pushed the group to play Jenga. True or false?
False.
Just like I pushed the group to play mini golf.
I mean, it was your idea.
Yeah,
I don't know if
but
you pushed.
I get pushed a little bit, but anyways, I thought we were gonna have a good time playing Jenga, and we had a good time playing Jenga, so
it was fun.
I'm just saying,
we went for
it
a
was
long
intense.
Time.
It was towards the end.
I really love how was, freaked out you were.
I was sweating, literally.
He was trying to skip.
Crazy.
We're like, no, if you drop it, then you need to be the one who drops it. Mostly, I just wanted to not be the one who dropped it.
And you're the one who dropped it.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Yes.
So. A little guy's McDonald's.
But hey, that was fun. Then what we did, went back to the room. Oh my God, it felt so good back in the air conditioned room. It was filled nice. With
snow. Once Maria so finally fucking cleaned it.
Wow. We'll edit this out later. In case anyone runs for office.
Did we mention previously that we brought the little Bose stereo system back to the apartment?
Okay.
It was nice. Definitely brought that back in, playing music. Actually, that's when we saw that Assad guy or whatever his name is.
And Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, there you go.
And we're going to edit this part out as well because that was disrespectful to his culture.
Yes, Maria.
That was her name. I saw her fucking name tag.
She had a name tag.
And it was Maria. And it had the little enye over the eye. So
that doesn't make any sense.
Over the eye.
I'm just picturing, like, in 20 years, like, Thomas is like, now's a good time to run for president. And, like, this podcast is unearthed. And, like, there's an MSNBC story about it. And he has to go and apologize. He has to pull a Mayor Pete. I made a mistake. I don't believe those things. I believe there is honor in all work. And even if Maria doesn't clean my room when she's fucking supposed to, I am still qualified to be your president. This is what I foresee. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, this could go really awry. This gets into the wrong hands later. Not for me. So, I haven't said any mazes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right before we even started, like, we're saying so many racist things, and you're like, is this, you
didn't turn it on, right?
It's off, right? And like, you fucking racist bastard. So don't try to paint me with the racist stick.
So great I have never music, tried to paint with this great thing. Relaxing time. It was nice. Before we decided to come out this way again, we were considering, we tried this one pizza spot.
Do I want another glass?
Yes, you do.
Honestly, girls, I think I do.
Yes.
Okay, sis. Okay.
This drink is the tea, hunty.
And you have not said your name.
And I still want to try it. I want to try one.
Oh, give it a try.
I know. I mean, I didn't even share my malt with you.
Is it gone?
Oh my God. Yes. You ate the whole fucking malt?
Yes,
God.
I'm sorry.
We were fat shaming Thomas earlier, but should have reserved my judgment.
Fucking skinny pizza.
Speaking of, we decided to come get some pizza.
Okay.
So it's like right next door to Sparky's nightclub or pub or Sparky's, you know, whatever. And it was called Pups.
Pubs pizza, Pubs thought pizza. It was Pubs, but it's Pubs.
Yeah, so they sell by the slice, big what old giant this? Slices, and oh my God, it was good, right? Yeah. We just had a pepperoni, you know, somebody had two slices.
Well, it was funny because like we were like ordering our pizza, we sat down, Tom was like, I'll go to the bathroom, I'll be right back, and Steve and I were like, this bitch has two slices, we have one each. And then he comes back, he's like, what? Is this two slices? We're like, uh-huh. How did this? I never ordered two slices. We're like, yes, you did.
No, I thought you guys. No, I literally thought you guys both ordered two slices, which is why I ordered two slices. But the slice was really big, and I just thought they didn't cut it in half. That's what I thought it was. And then as I was eating the first slice, I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
It is.
And I'm
really
like,
good.
What? Oh my God, I see pepperoni under this wax paper, and so I revealed it. I pulled it off. I'm like, oh my God, there's another slice.
He pretended to be surprised. Oh my God, both the slices that I ordered are here. Wow.
At midway on the second piece. He was like,
where is this coming from? This is so unexpected.
Oh, but it was good, guys.
It was really good.
Oh my God, I was all greasy. The cheese.
Both slices were excellent.
It was hot. Like, it was already in the display case. But when we had the slices, it was really hot. It was really tasty.
Well, to be honest with you, the second slice is better than the first one, to be honest.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because it was the second
one. He's throwing in her face if he didn't get a second one. Well, we talked about it, but I was like, this is so thick. I'll never get a buzz if I drink this. Podcast is going to be lame.
Yes, we were going to split.
See the sacrifices we go through?
We were
going
to split another just to make this podcast between Patrick and I, but
seriously. And then we didn't, but Steve got all cut up with that malt that he didn't share.
Oh my God, this malt was so good.
It looks really good.
I'm sorry, you guys didn't even get a taste.
I didn't even notice that you
not
drank
even
it all.
A drop.
Literally.
Sorry.
I can't believe our waiter had to come back.
I know, it's too expensive though.
I'm less and less in love with him by the second.
You know what I want? Tater tots. Oh, wouldn't that be good?
That's specific. Oh my God, that guy's wearing my
tater
tots.
Not fries, tater tots. It's inverse. Right? Yes, inverse. See? gray, white.
Oh, yes. That's okay. That's the top I'm wearing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. No one's talking. I don't know who that is.
Ah, you guys, my buddies are leaving.
But this is their first three-nighter.
Yes,
this is the first three-nighter.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, the difference between this one and the last one was the fact that we were talking about it earlier. Is the fact that we actually got a hotel room this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we actually spent time in the hotel room.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what we brought up. Previously, it was my apartment. We were hanging out there, but instead of hanging out at the apartment, we were just out and about all over town. Uber's here, Uber's there, eating, walking. Yeah, we still did that, but kind of felt like
it was. But we knew we had a home base to go to, chill out.
You know, eat. And then alcohol, and then eat.
We're getting really predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we made it out this way. We thought we were really considering the Sparky's.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what's that? Yeah, so we were looking at trying Sparky's. We walked in, but it was a little too loud. And then it was kind of...
And super dark.
Danky outside. We didn't want to kind of go in.
Yeah, it was very
smoky. You know what? Let's go back to Luther's. I think the recording went well last night. Do you agree?
There was a loud-ass woman shouting at the top of her lungs.
At Sparky's?
No. What was that place called?
Knockout. Next to Pups.
Yeah, it's called Knockout.
What is it called? Knockout.
So I have a question for the audience. I was having a private conversation with Steve that I would like to share with everyone publicly. Steve was talking about listening to the podcast. He feels like he really emphasizes his S's. Yes, you do.
Wow.
You need to wrap it up.
Let's hear your comments, guys.
So I would just like to hear from... Well, I don't know how we're going to get feedback, but someone tell me... Wait, okay, that's a red light.
Can they leave comments on the podcast?
The one who said he wanted to do a collab with us.
That was Nervous Little Bean. He was a closeted gay Mormon actor on the autism spectrum. So it's a very long description, but he seemed very sweet. So I commented on his thing and I said we wanted to collab with him, and I didn't hear back, and I think it's because we're too vapid and we like shoes too much. The invitation is still out there. We are 50-year-old queens and we would love to help out the kids, talk you through some of the tough times. We've been through all of that. So that was he posted his podcast on YouTube and I commented on his podcast, and that's where I got a response.
Okay.
So unless we're like cross-posting to YouTube or whatever, like seriously?
We're here.
I think he just likes them better.
But yes. So then, in other words, no comment section.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Just curious.
I don't know.
Just curious to see what people think.
I don't know that you do your S's like that, but
I don't think you do, which is why I'm joking so much about it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna pay attention to it, and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me.
He will let you know.
Yes. Mr. Critical will let me know.
Yes. Mr. Truthful will let you know.
Oh, she got duct tape holding her car tape together. front grill up on her car. But, is that a Tesla?
No. I mean, I'm not sure what that is. It's a Lincoln MKZ.
Oh, okay. Yes, Patrick loves his car. He knows them all. Just ask him anything about it.
I don't know anything about trees, though. This whole trip, I'm like, these trees are beautiful.
Hey,
there's tons of them.
You,
what are they?
I want to say they are freaking oaks.
And Thomas is like, these are not oaks. Like, with a lot of S. He talks like that. I don't know if you noticed.
Wow. I don't appreciate that.
Desperate for another drink. Come back soon. I'm going to go pour it myself.
Yes, but oh my god, you guys, don't tater tots sound good?
Not really.
Right now with some ketchup, mustard.
I had two slices of pizza.
I want a hot dog.
Yeah, good. my god, you're moving from Tater. Like you just Sonic. Had, but you just like had like Sonic. A.
You're all over the place.
I know. You just had like a full shake on your.
As you guys know, I am cheating on my keto diet, so yes, I'm desperately wanting carbs all over the place.
Here's an idea: put the guitar away.
Yes,
and
come
and
service
bring our next
us,
drink order.
Please,
service us. Service
us. Oh,
he's gonna say.
Oh no, okay.
He's gonna oh say. My god, he forget it.
So when he said I'm really busy, what he meant was
you
I'm with
bitches
friends.
Don't count. Yeah.
So he's not getting a tip.
What the hell? I mean, I know it's some kind of spice, but I know they ain't paying no extra. So we need some service.
We don't know that.
And do you really need a guitar for happy birthday? Do you?
Oh my gosh, she turned around when I said that. She's like, yes, you skank. Sorry, your birthday sucked. Actually, it didn't because we're going to Vegas for Thomas's 50th.
For our live stream extravaganza.
We were so planning excited. It out today. We have some ideas on the table.
Oh my god, I haven't been to Vegas in like close to 20 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I want to say it was the early 2000s.
I'm not old enough to count
before
in those
I went
terms.
That way, yeah. But it'll be fun to go. One of my coworkers, she practically lives there. She does all sorts of shows, and she just went a week or two ago, and pretty interesting what they got over there.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
fun. We gotta do a show. No baths, Thomas. Sorry.
I prefer showers myself. Something about, like, I know that's not what you meant, but like something about like the bottom laying in that and like the I don't know, just like a bath. One of my coworkers says she takes baths and I'm like, I don't know. It grosses me out just to think about. One of my friends was like, oh, Americans this and that. I'm like, bitch, you're an American and you've never left the country, so no more American jokes for you. Thanks.
Wow. I hate baths. Ew. Yeah. Just sitting in all that hot water, like, ew.
It's just, if it's like a standalone thing, even so, I don't know.
Yeah, just give me a shower. I'll control the temperature. If I need to step away, you know, out of the stream.
Oh wow, look at that. So before we go any farther, I've been waiting for 3 days to talk about my sponsor. This podcast, this whole series is brought to you by Fair Financial Services. I got my car through Fair. It's for millennials. No, it's not. But it's like you don't, it's like a lease, but you make a down payment and then you keep the car as long as you want. And since both Thomas and Steve are terrible drivers and have crashed their cars, they're both interested in.
Wow. Way too soon. And,
oh, here he is.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah,
I know, but you neglected us the entire time.
I
had like 20 tickets to take care of.
Oh, no, wow. Don't worry, bud. Do you mind getting that shiner back? That order, please.
Oh, and before you go, hold on. I needed two things. That and we'd like a song too.
I bet.
Do you say I bet?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
One of them's on the house. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh wow.
Yay.
I knew he loved
and
me back.
It's mine
I knew it.
Because I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor.
Yay.
But it's mine because he was looking at me when he said that.
Because I'm like, the shiner box. I asked you a day ago.
Oh, that's true. You never
totally
got anything.
Yes,
oh,
did.
That's true.
I
guess you get the free one. But anyway, so I reach out to Fair. I'm like, hey, what's my referral code? Because like, all my queen friends want to sign up,
yeah,
and I don't know my code.
Hook them up.
And they're like, oh, we sent you an email 6 months ago. You don't have it? I'm like, no. That's why I'm emailing you. What is it? So they're like, we'll see if we can find it. So I'm like, okay. We're probably not going to get our $100 off. So I'm sorry, friends. I'm sorry if we lose our sponsorship.
No. They did say you were going to get one, so hopefully. I'm looking forward to it.
So we'll see. Yes. I will keep you posted.
Yes.
Thank you, Fair, for sponsoring these podcasts.
Well, we actually just got a new sponsorship. It was San Antonio Floors and More. And,
of course.
They were very, very excited about giving us a sponsorship.
Oh, what was I fucking saying before?
It was.
I got some cupcakes. I like extra.
Yes.
Have cupcakes on your face.
Oh. That's by design.
Awesome. Sure, what the hell? Thank you, sir.
Oh, it has a penis on it.
I thought those were candles.
Oh, I can't get out.
You can't get the penis out, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Stop
hold on,
lying.
Hold on.
Oh my god, he just grabs the penis, not the cupcake.
Thank you.
Grab it by
thank
the
you,
penis.
Thank you very much.
How old are you?
18. 18.
Aw, congrats.
You're 18. I also cannot get it out. This is really
thank
nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday. You,
happy birthday.
That is so cute.
Oh my god, I'm getting so what a sweet all the all like, the weight I lost.
You're yeah, adorable, back but you're also the reason we had to wait 2 hours for our drinks.
Seriously. Okay, so the fact that you guys made fun of me for having two slices of pizza, you guys have had a strawberry fucking malt.
I didn't have that.
Two cupcakes.
I have not had any cupcakes yet. Okay, no, but okay, when we were in the Uber, we were talking about, let's make sure we talk about our sponsor tonight. It's been three nights. And like, there was this rando thing that was like, what was it? San Antonio dentist. And all it said was
dentist. No, it just said dentist on it. It said dentist. And then it said like, insurance, auto insurance. It's like, man, San Antonio is not very creative when it comes to like.
I need to get a photo of this cupcake. Oh, no, we were like, who is this for? So we were joking about like, are you a hooker and got punched in the face? Come to San Antonio dentist. We'll make you right. Yeah. It was funnier at the time. I guess it's not working right now. But. Just hoping to like recapture the magic. Yeah. And
we're really distracted.
It's not happening.
We're very distracted.
Oh, that kiddo was so cute. He said he was only 18 or 19.
So cute.
I'm like, are you allowed to be in here?
No, what's good?
This is a full service bar, hunty.
Oh my god, so the tip of your cock is now red. I don't think I think that means you have something, to be honest with you.
I think he gave me an STD penis. That's so shame.
It's bleeding.
He's so young.
Yeah, it's bleeding. So that's
just turned 18. Already has red dick.
And they're making you drink red.
All right, thank you.
Oh, nice shirt. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dick, we got in some of that action.
Man, they didn't even give me one. Hey.
I'm like, where's the guitar?
You know who he reminds me of? It's this Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Oh, he's got his little goofy look to him, yeah. So I was like not joking, I did have a song. But that's funny because was that you, Steve? You're like, you know they're not paying any extra. I'm like, I don't know that they were.
So the group next to us is celebrating a birthday, and this guy made cupcakes with a cardboard penis on top of it.
Is it cardboard?
Don't touch my dick.
Sorry. I just flicked it a little bit.
Frosting, absolutely delicious.
Stop licking my dick.
You love it. Love it. Excellent stuff. Frosting's great.
So excited about this one.
Yummy. I know. And
So I hated him, then I loved him, then I hated him again, and now I love him again.
I know.
That was such a sweet
apology. Like, let's do it fast.
He came running over here.
Yes, he did. So that was nice. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Francisco.
Like, the podcast has stopped recording an hour ago. This is all a practice run. Remember everything you said, because we're going to do it again.
Seriously.
I hope you guys are having a good night. Looks like we're about to close down for the evening.
Oh, is that Joey?
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, he got to stop by. Oh. Should we wait for Joey? Have him come give another outro before he leaves.
He is clocked out.
No, come back.
Okay, but when Francisco comes back, I want to get like.
You want him to do a little outro thingy before we close up?
Do a what?
Okay, a little outro like, hey, you know.
But then again, knowing him, it's going to be like 20 minutes.
Yes, seriously. And he won't be back for another hour. So.
He's like, you know what? Cupcakes are on me, guys. Cupcakes on me. DJ Patrick. Free cupcakes.
Want to taste the frosting?
Ooh, it's yummy. I don't like sweets.
Oh, I forgot. I always forget about that. Mm-hmm.
Here's his accent. Yeah.
This Chardonnay my way is came back. Very good.
Can I taste?
Yeah. Before it's gone.
Yeah. Ooh, it smells good.
It's going quick.
Ooh, yeah. That's tasty.
That was really strange. He brought out the bottles. Like, do you want this one? Not the bottle.
This is the only one we have. So
I'm like,
do you want this one?
Like, yes, I do. Why is it dirty?
The
There's something on this. Is this a hint?
It's just been like sitting there forever. And you're the first person to order.
Yeah. I'm glad I could bring some class to this establishment.
Yeah. So, how about we give Francisco just a couple of minutes if he doesn't show up, or like, I'm gonna go ahead and call it a night, I think.
All right, director. Yeah. Well, while we wait, I have a question for you guys. So we had a work event. Oh, look, shirtless guy, amazing body, short shorts. Look at
like,
him.
Like, I saw
everybody
a couple
here
of people.
Is shirtless.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people, like, in bikinis.
Yeah.
It was, like, a couple of bikinis. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. You're here to sing for our viewers?
Nice, yeah, thank are. You.
All right, wait, what is it? This radio?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
So
you're
this is recording.
Play us a song, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna play you some of a song. Right?
Okay, let's hear it. Everybody, this
you ever
is
heard of,
Francisco.
You ever heard of Chris Isaac?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I just learned it the other day. I don't know how to sing. That's the thing.
Okay, we'll be the judges.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, guys.
Yep, here we go.
Okay, we're waiting.
Okay. Nice. Let's hear it.
On fire, no one can say okay. It's strange what desire make a wish be heard. I never dreamed that I met somebody like you.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, but Francisco. The waiter. The waiter.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
And I just learned how to sing and play at the same time.
It's hard.
It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sometimes like I would have to sleep it off because like it's too much brain at once.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I got a little bit better.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Really good.
Thank you so much. You know? Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Thank you.
Yay. Yes, sir. Awesome. Hey, have a good night.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be your server.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No worries. Full attention now. That's just us, no one else.
Awesome, guys. That was Francisco.
Song.
Yes.
He was an okay singer, but it was so charming. No, it's
yes,
true, because I play
was.
The piano. When
yes.
we do, I've always wanted to like
yes.
sing and play. It is so hard. I can't do it.
Patrick's really talented, guys.
Oh, my God. Thank you so
yes.
much. Thank you so much. I'll pay later for saying that, like I asked.
All right, guys. I think we're going to go ahead and sign off for this evening.
Well,
great time.
So this evening for a while.
Yeah, for a while,
a while.
And just a
this
few, just like, just a few months. That's it. Just a few months. Yeah?
Yeah.
But it seems
definitely.
Like it was just yesterday that we just did
yeah.
our first recording
I know.
Ever.
Does.
That's right.
Really? I mean.
Yeah. It's really cool. So if there's any way for you guys to leave comments, please do so. If not,
unless they're not nice, then we don't want to hear it. Save it. Save it.
You guys, thank you again for tuning in to our podcast this evening.
Podcast, not podcast.
Did I say pad?
You said podcast.
A podcast. Sorry, you guys.
He's
thank you
drunk.
Again. Hopefully you guys have a great night. I'm Steve.
I'm Thomas.
Yep.
I'm DJ Patrick. We've been three gay guys.
Two states.
One podcast.
Awesome, guys. Bye.
Bye.